I saw about a dozen people in what looks like, you know, unbranded military uniform, very, very professional, extremely sort of modern and heavy weaponry that they were carrying, but they had no insignia, nothing to identify them other than the fact by their demeanor and their dress and their weaponry, professional soldiers. These are not sort of the self-defense units that we've seen in Kiev or are here in other parts of Crimea. It's definitely, but again, it's a mystery who these people are. They are not a menacing presence. The airport is open. Flights are coming in. And they are not bothering anybody. The city itself is fairly calm, except right around Parliament where, you know, people are tense because of the armed gunmen inside. They have sniper rifles. But Parliament's going ahead, very much pro-Russian deputies who are in there and working on autonomy issues and the current situation in Kiev.
Back to the airport situation. Were these soldiers or militia inside the airport? Were they outside? Were they mulling around, or were they standing guard, or what?
They were standing guard. Some of them were marching. This was on the outside. In two of the terminals, there were no presence, but it was very much sort of a show of force in that sense. But it's not, you know, when you say gunmen, you think of sort of more thuggish characters. These, if you didn't know any better, they would be just soldiers. They were special forces of some sort. So it's again unclear who they are, if they are, you know, pro-Russian members of the Ukrainian military, if they are Russian soldiers themselves without identification, but they're not just a ragtag group at the airport.
You saw no marked military vehicles or any sort?
No, and no one's giving any indication of who they are and being quite vague. Of course, a lot of people support the idea of some kind of protection against what they consider the fascists that have taken over in Kiev. And when they say fascists, this is what is very much the Russian view, which they get a lot of Russian media here, of the protest movement, and which did have elements of some more militant groups, but they were fighting the Ukrainian police. So they have been portrayed as this armed insurrection in Kiev that got rid of the legitimately elected pro-Russian government president. So that's the viewpoint here. It's really 180 of the view that you hear in Kiev.
Yeah, Kiev is calling this an armed invasion. You describe seeing just 12 soldiers.
The Ukrainian president was referring to the situation, I believe, at the Sevastopol airport, which is in a special base area that is leased to Russia for its Black Sea Fleet. So in effect, there are many, many Russian soldiers there. It's unclear exactly what kind of the situation is there. It's more of a closed area. And that is indeed, I think those are people with insignia. They're not making any bones about it. However, Russian soldiers are legitimately allowed to be in that region. Have they come to the airport? That would be crossing a line to some degree, but it's a little different than coming into Crimea proper, as a, you know, outside those baselines.
Sevastopol is the naval base is just what, maybe 75 kilometers south of you, so it wouldn't take much for them to get there.
It wouldn't take much in terms of distance, but in terms of political repercussions, it's a huge, huge step. It would by any definition be an invasion of, you know, sovereign territory, Ukrainian territory. Because they have a lease for this area, it's a bit of a much more of a gray zone what they're doing in there. Had they moved on the Simferopol airport or into Simferopol itself, it would certainly be far greater alarm bells being rung in Kiev. So I think there's a lot of rhetoric on both sides of what's happening and who's at fault. But at this point, it's still somewhat contained.